from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What do we got here?
Slip sliding away.
Does anyone know this song?
Slip,
sure.
Slip
sliding away. Listen to the lyrics, big guy. So Wechter is really Philly's depressed.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's like a slow dance song.
So, wait, slow dance as the love is fading? Slip sliding away? Is that the...
I don't know.
I don't either.
I guess it's kind of sad.
Apparently Joe thinks... Apparently
Ava's Wechter... listening in now.
Wechter thinks the Braves are going to cash the Phils. Well,
they could.
You said earlier the highlights we played with the classical music underneath.
Wait, is this
depressing.
James Taylor?
No, it's Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
This is much more depressing than the under music we played for the Phillies, yeah. Alvarado Walk Fest.
This is something, man. All right, so we're going to get to some audio of N'Kobe Dean from yesterday shortly. Also, Cooper DeGene, something he said. All right, so something I need help with. I'll just put this out there. I said it yesterday. Mac, Man, and Devin, I'm asking for your help. I, beginning two nights ago, chose to embark on a no dessert thing for health sake.
Okay.
No dessert through the remainder of the Philly season, whether it's the first week of October or they win the World Series. No dessert for like 2 months or so. So I just need you to just because the tummy's getting a little, you know, expansive. So and
I was going to say, is it health or you want to drop a couple lbs?
What were you eating for dessert?
Both.
Like, what did you have to cut
too
out?
Too much, Devin. I would eat these meals, but I was constantly popping Snickers and Twix.
Popping Snickers.
Well, no, because I got these little, you know, the little guys. You get the bag.
But that's fine.
No, but Devin, I was doing 5, 6, 7 at a time, like almost every day.
Yeah.
So I would go for a walk, and then it's like
it negates
yeah,
it.
So
yeah.
So anyway, and then I'm adding one more thing: no Coke.
No.
No
like
Coke.
Full, what about Diet Coke?
Diet guy?
Maybe I'll try it, but I will not do regular Coke.
I didn't know that you were a big soda guy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you never had Diet Coke?
I think I've had a sip or two when it's like
really?
The only thing, but it's not something I seek out. I don't want Diet Coke, but maybe I'll do it.
But see, I have an issue with this because I feel like you're eventually going to, if you're not already, want dessert and start to miss it, that and Coke, and then you're inadvertently going to want the Philly season to end sooner.
Well, if I do that, I'm a bad Phillies fan.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a good Phillies fan. I mean, I have, in fact, worn the Phillies uniform for years in the playoffs.
What do you love more, dessert or the Phillies?
I guess we'll find out.
Time will tell. Stay tuned.
If you're willing to try Diet Coke, I could give you the backstory with Diet Coke. Because I
didn't know there was a backstory with Diet Coke.
The Jody McDonald backstory to Diet Coke.
Okay.
I was like you. I drank only Coke. I never drank Diet Coke in my life. And then at one time, dating a girl, she was a Diet Coke. I have a Diet Coke. I started drinking Diet Coke. And then you go back to Coke, after drinking Diet Coke, you go, oh, my God, is this sweet. And you can't even drink it.
Okay.
I can't drink Coke anymore. So if you make the change to Diet Coke, and it's, I don't really know how much difference
it makes. So it's doable.
It's absolutely doable. Right. You'll get to the point where you'll never have a Coke again.
Well, I'm a Coke Zero kind of guy. Do Coke Zero, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about skim milk as it relates to 2%. Like, I drank 2% growing up, went skim. Now, if I drink 2%, I think
went
it's nasty.
Skim.
Disgusting. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Dr. Gina. Gina, how you been?
I haven't talked to you in the longest time since.
I know.
It's been months, truthfully. As far as the Diet Coke things, if I can get, I can give you my, you know, I'm a chiropractor, so natural health and stuff. Diet aspartame, which is in Diet Coke, it's in all those other things, unless it's a quote-unquote, like, Splenda sweetened thing. Aspartame is a neuroexcitotoxin, so look that up. Yeah. It's terrible for your brain. It's terrible for your brain. Terrible, terrible for your brain.
Okay.
They're thinking that there's a big link now with Alzheimer's. It's just don't.
Yeah, I actually read a book about that last year. I've heard that.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm doing the keto diet right now, so I can totally, like, empathize with you about the sweets thing, because I'm a sweetaholic myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really hard for me. And there's one of the psychologists in the office has a bowl of, like, Dove chocolates.
Ooh.
Like, it's terrible.
That's
terrible.
Why I'm going cold turkey, Gene. It'll make me better
that's
quick.
That's a good way to go. If you
all right, give me what do you got here on the sports scene? Talk to me.
Well, you know, Whit Merrifield, like, that was, to him, that was the sweetest justice ever. Do you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
And he was humble about what he said. Like,
he was.
You're saying he's doing a little chest pumping. I don't think so. Not as much chest pumping as you do with Devin, let me just say. You are picking on Devin today. It's because James isn't around.
Thank you.
As a fellow Gator
but
fan.
But it's so fun. It's so fun.
It's so fun, but it's so bullying. And you, things were calm and quiet while you were on vacation. I'm just going to say. And you know how much I love you. You know how much I love you. Probably your oldest fan here. So.
Well, Gina, you're my first caller.
I know.
Mean, other than when my family and friends, personal friends, which you're getting close to that, Gina, used to call me when I'd be on late night and I had no callers. Mm-hmm. Gina was like the one, and I mean one.
Really?
Person in the Delaware Valley in 2001, well, 2, 3, and 4 that would call the show.
That's so Devin, cool.
He had like the worst time slot on a local radio station he was the only one talking sports at that time. There was no WIP all night long. You know, there wasn't that. There was canned stuff at night. Like, sports radio took a huge leap in the 2000s. Wouldn't you say, Joe?
I would say that things improved. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say
but
that.
But anyway, I digress. I want to talk about just a little bit about what's going on with the Phillies right now. Did you see the dark circles under Bryce Harper's eyes? Like, these guys are definitely not feeling good when they're doing poorly. And Alvarado, I'm sorry, like, I don't know what the vested interest in him is. I don't know why they're clinging to him. I don't know why Rob Thompson is making poor decisions right now. But whatever it is, they better snap out of it is all I can say, because we want a red October. We don't want to, like, have this be an
well, we're
going to
get – so, Gina, we're going to get a red October. The question is whether we're going to get a long one.
Well, yes, and
you
whether
know?
We're going to feel happy at the end of it all. I mean, you know, we might get to the point where we're seeing red, and we don't want that for any of us.
That's
you know,
right.
And I'm excited about the Eagles season, but we'll just have to wait and see. Saquon is, Penn State was my first love, Devin, sorry, but then I met a man whose family were all Gators, and I slipped over to the Gator side, so, but I still...
She's a Panther, not a Gator. She didn't go to Florida. She went to Pitt.
Oh,
she went to, like, the fake Penn State.
Yeah.
She went to just keep going a little further west, and then it's,
Thought you were a Gator.
No. Now, you know what? Ashlyn Sullivan, I think, is from
Maybe.
Florida.
Yeah,
so, yeah, yeah. I'm no, so I went
sorry.
To Pitt.
Maybe in the beginning of your tenure, I, like, two girls that they never had girls on besides Rhea. You know, Rhea.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's all good.
Know,
I mean,
so
either
sorry.
Way, I don't
I'm
like Penn
good
State,
with the Panther
so it's fine.
Thing, too. That's all
All right,
good.
Gina, anyway. Give me a great answer. The best number two ever is who?
I think, because I'm old school, you know, Ethel Mertz.
All right, you got it. Gina, appreciate the call. All right, let's listen to some audio related to N'Kobe Dean. So we had him on the show yesterday. We were all really, really impressed with his mindset. Here's an exchange I want to play where motivation comes up, and I like the way he almost swats it aside Like, you better be a self-starter yourself. Here's Nakobe yesterday.
It's not always easy to get guys to motivate to do the job. I mean, it's like a thankless job sometimes, special teams.
I mean, motivation probably shouldn't be the thing. You know, we all professionals here. At the end of the day, if that's your job, you need to get it done.
I like it. I mean, right to the point. That's your job. Do the job. Let's listen to Cooper DeJean. He spoke yesterday with some high praise, really high praise for Nakobe Dean.
Who's one guy on the team? I'd say Nakobe Dean.
What's that?
He has came to work every day. He's came to work with a chip on his shoulder, and it shows here in practice, even in games. And he's getting everybody lined up. He's making plays. He's making plays that a really good linebacker should make, a great linebacker should make. And, you know, it's really good to see because I knew he had it. And now just seeing it, it's like, okay, now it answers a lot of questions. You know, so I'm very excited for him.
It's a great step for him. Jody, I want to ask you this question because obviously he's improved. Has Nakobe, in your opinion, and I know it might be a little hard to answer because we haven't seen him play much, some preseason snaps, obviously training camp, he's getting, you know, really high marks from the reporters watching. Has he, for you, Jody, gotten to the point where you feel like you can count on him? Because he might play and play a lot, but that doesn't mean he can be counted on. Do you think he can be counted on?
On this Eagle team, he needs to be counted on. If Zach Bond turns into this creation that the Eagles saw something in, that they could turn him into a linebacker, I'll give all the credit in the world. I didn't necessarily like the plan when they started the preseason and he was playing linebacker. So for the Eagles, I think they need that to happen. Do I know? No, nobody knows anything. And Fangio doesn't know. Sirianni doesn't know. DeCameron doesn't know. McDonald doesn't know. But he's checking all the boxes this year. So if it's close between those two, I'm playing Nakobe Dean every day, every week, week in, week out.
Because of upside for the future and
upside,
development?
Upside. You use the third-round draft pick on him. He's guaranteed locked in for another year on his contract. Oh, there's a lot of reason why. All things being equal, Nakobe Dean should be taking all the snaps at linebacker this year.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. We can talk football all we want and Nakobe and all that good stuff, and there is a lot of good stuff. But I also am one. And Dr. Gene, I was a little hurt referring to me as a bully earlier. I mean, MacMan,
you were bullying him a little bit.
I could rip you.
Well, not wrong.
Jody, you are literally old McDonald.
Yeah.
That was mean.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. I don't want anyone to view it as a sexist situation. Like, you know, if I rip Devin, I don't want people to think I'm being sexist. Like, MacMan, you are actually old McDonald.
I understand that. But
you got a farm?
Hold on, let me check. Oh, yeah, you're allowed to do that for me because, yeah.
Ava.
There's a difference between me and Devin. You're a sexist bully. We've established that today. Dr. Gina, we successfully established that.
What we were talking about in the break is, you know, like love languages, right? There's physical touch. Joe's love language is, you know, picking on people,
sure,
essentially. So
that's what I do.
It's an honor.
I did it. Let me tell you something. I did this to Nakobe Dean yesterday. I want to roll the tape. Because, Devin, you were there when we were shooting hoops back in March at Villanova.
Yeah.
And Nakobe yesterday, I mean, it was a good answer, but it wasn't a complete answer initially. I want to play an exchange we had, and this is funny, an exchange with Nakobe Dean yesterday, who was part of our free throw shooting contest back in March. And yesterday on the show, this occurred. So all this talk about you improving and you got your game sharpened up and the whole deal. Have you improved your free throw shooting in the last 6 months?
Oh.
I probably haven't shot a basketball since.
Hold on. He says since. There might be some people that don't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
hold
Joe on, wants clarification.
You haven't shot a basketball since what, Nakobe?
Since the free throw competition.
Since what about the free throw competition?
You don't have to answer that, Nakobe.
Since the hammer.
You don't have to answer
defeated
that.
Defeated Nakobe Dean at Villanova in a free throw contest.
The hammer. Thank you, by the way, for being such a good sport and coming out and doing that.
I agree.
And thank you for being a much better basketball player, better athlete in every way than Joe DeCameron. It just so happens that he is freakishly good at shooting.
I heard he was practicing for a couple months.
It tries to get a little wide in there at the end. Practice my hiney. I'm not practicing nothing. I roll out of bed and shoot. So I rip everybody's.
Professional football players. Well, just a bold move.
At basketball. All right, let's go to Chuck. He's calling from Mount Airy. What's going on, Chuck?
Good afternoon or good morning.
I'm Hello, sir. Morning. How are you? How are you, buddy?
Hey, yo, you're a jerk. Man, you are something bad.
I'm just joking around. I think the longtime listeners know I'm just joking around.
Oh, man. Listen, I got to say something. Trust what you're watching, okay? The Phillies, listen, rest in peace, okay?
Wow, did you say rest in peace to this season?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
What's the day? August 21st, 2024.
Four.
Yeah, today until the end of the season. Rest in peace.
You really think it's over?
It's done, Joe. Listen, trust what you're watching, Joe. They can't hit. They up and down. They're too up and down hitting. They're starting pitching is done. They don't have a bullpen anymore. I don't trust their closer. Alvarado is a disaster waiting to happen. Topper can't make decisions when his decision making is subpar at best. How can anybody honestly believe in his team, Joe? Like, what are you guys watching?
Well, we have seen teams have downturns and sometimes for 2 months. For what it's worth, Chuck. I mean, Chuck, just as an example, the two Phillies teams that won the World Series. Now, I don't know that they ever had a stretch of the 2 months that this team had in July, in June, and June and July and August, whatever the heck it would be. The two teams that won the World Series, both at one time, were 64 and 57. That's seven games above 500. That's not, it's not great. And the 08 Phillies and the 80 Phillies both won the World Series. So there are different routes to get there.
Yo, you can see it on these guys' face. They defeated, man. And I know you say it's August, but October's right around the corner. August is not the middle one. This is the end of August. The 21st is the day. It's going towards the end of August. So we're hitting September. And you guys go keep saying, wait till October. They'll start hitting the bat.
Well, I'm not saying they will. I'm saying they might. I'm saying they might.
He's saying they won't.
No, I know he's saying they won't. Believe me, I know he's. All right, Chuck, give me.
I'm surprising you, Jody. Yeah, you know, your knowledge in baseball, I would listen to you at night, and you have so much knowledge in baseball. For you to just be saying, wait till October. It's absurd, Jody. It really
okay.
is. Okay.
All right. Well, here's the good news for you. You're going to have all of October to pay attention to the Eagles because the Phillies aren't even getting there, according to you, Chuck. You think by the end of the month of September, why even bother? Who did the Eagles play week three? Chuck's going to start preparing for that 20 minutes after the game ends week two.
They got to the Eagles season. I'm happy about that. They're going to make the playoffs. And let's not make no mistake about that. They're going to win the division. But they're going to be one and done.
All right, Chuck, give me a great answer. The ultimate number two is who or what?
It pains me to say that because I want Bryce to win a ring. Ultimate number two. How about Apollo Creed? I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Number two at what?
Number two, I guess, as a co-star.
Number two as a co-star.
Boxing co-star.
So, first off, I think Rocky would be a better answer from Rocky for a number two because he'd be the number two fighter. Apollo was better.
That's a good point.
Apollo was better.
That's a good point. Yeah, Rocky didn't win.
Although you can make the case Drago might have been better and Rocky only won because...
Yeah, I didn't get that far in the Rocky series.
You never watched Rocky IV?
I just watched Rocky One.
Oh,
you guys made me.
I forgot about that.
Really?
I've never seen Rocky. I know. Yeah, I'm a bad Philadelphian. I'm sorry.
All right. So to Chuck's
good movie.
To Chuck's call with his gloom and doom in the Phils, and I think he's too far. But let's just examine the 6 to 9 players that have been struggling with the Phillies in the last however long you want to go back. Jody, of the struggling players, who concerns you the most for October?
Marsh.
Why?
Because he had that, I think it didn't even last a week. It was a handful of games that he actually got a couple of hits against left-handers. That was an anomaly. That was just, he might have caught some bad lefties who made some bad pitches against him. He can't hit left-handed pitches.
No, he can't hit it. He's not going to hit against lefties. Devin, of the struggling players, who concerns you the most?
Bryson Stott. Last season when, the top of the lineup went cold, like we've seen them do and like we saw them do last night, guys like Bryson Stott, and I don't want to say Brandon Marsh because he's not as consistent as Stott, would usually be there with good at-bats to kind of back it up, and we just haven't seen that throughout the entire season.
So I have a different answer. Both your answers are very legit, obviously. I mean, they're important players, and they're Stott's an everyday or a near everyday player. Mm-hmm. Marsh is like a half a game player, you know. I would go with Ranger, who obviously is only going to pitch every so often.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Here's why I say Ranger. First off, pitching is pitching. Second off, he was a big part of what made them a truly great team in the first 2 months. And if you get into a three-game series, we know who's starting game three, right?
Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done anything in 2 months.
I know. So I actually my brain didn't even go there. I didn't forget about him, but as an answer to that question, because we haven't seen him play in so long.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched in a while. Yeah. And then in the prior month before he got injured, he wasn't doing anything.
Mm-hmm. And I did see he did a simulated game
recently,
last weekend. Yeah.
Which is worse, playing badly or not playing at all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it can depend.
I mean, I'd be more worried about someone who continues to play and continues to struggle than a guy who hasn't been around for 5 or 6 months, 5 or 6 weeks.
But I also worry about a guy who hasn't done anything good in 2 months. I mean, Jody, let me say this. When this team won in October, and they won a lot in October the last 2 years before they lost in the end, far and away, the number one reason why they succeeded for like 3 weeks in October the last 2 years was because of starting pitching. Number one.
I would agree.
I mean, it was Wheeler, Nola, Ranger. Boom, boom, boom. And by the way, it's also the number one reason why they were dominant this year in the first 2 months of the... Because it wasn't just those three.
They had the best ERA in baseball.
They had Sanchez, whoever was the five. Other than when it was the Taiwan
Turnbull.
Five. Turnbull was incredible.
Very good.
They got some random starts like Phillips, and I think there's one or two other guys that just randomly got in there.
Mercado had one good game, and then he went south. He went south pretty quickly thereafter.
All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead. So are a lot more calls. And again, we're still looking for the winning answer. The ultimate number two. Who or what is the best ever at being the second best? The winning answer is going to win the tickets to the Incubus concert coming up next week. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from training camp. Not Ritchie. MacMan, 94 WIP.
Three strikes.
Somebody, help. Not just anybody. Man, Wechter is consistent here. Phillies. When I was younger, God, this is a great song. It really is. Well, the Phillies haven't played as well lately, so, you know, I guess this kind of stuff is apropos. By the way, we broadcast today from the Eagles in training camp at the NovaCare Complex. It's all driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. This is our final, for us in the morning show, remote broadcast from training camp this year. We've done seven.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Seven or eight of these, they all kind of run together. And, of course, Joe and Hugh will be doing their program later today from here as well. But I want to give a shout-out to Dave Breitmeyer, who engineers all these shows. He does a phenomenal job, has for years here at WIP, hooking up all the equipment and getting us ready to go and be on the air. So thank you to Breitmeyer. Awesome, awesome job, as always. Let's also get to today's Twitter poll question of the day as it relates to the struggling Phillies, at least to some extent struggling. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right. Joe, do you take on the role of John Ritchie, trying to assess how people have voted online today to this poll question? Are you legitimately concerned about the Phillies? Yes or no? What percentage you think said yes? What percentage you think said no?
I'm going with 72% legitimately concerned.
You know, Wechter played help, right? You know, people are, you know, it's ratcheting up. 81%.
Ow.
81% go yes. Jody, let me ask you a question here. This is a this could be a month and a week from now, or whatever, month, a week and a half from now. I'm just curious how you would play this if this scenario plays out. Phillies are tied with, it could be either team, the Brewers or the Dodgers, for that second spot in the National League, or even frankly the first spot. So there's two different scenarios. One is you're trying to get home field advantage throughout. The second is you're trying to avoid a bye.
Right.
Both intriguing, something you should try to grab.
Yep.
Let's say, and I have no idea as it stands right now what it would be, but it could completely change because of rainouts. Let's say Zach Wheeler scheduled to start that last game. Would you start Zach Wheeler to chase the playoff positioning or be like, no, I might need him on Tuesday for game one?
It's funny that you asked this question. I touched on it Monday night on my show.
Okay.
And answered in the same exact way I will answer even after last night's loss against the Dodgers, against the Braves.
Yep.
For the bye, I'm playing him. I'm pitching him. I think it's key. And I know that the teams that have won the last couple of years of the National League haven't necessarily advanced.
Yep.
But I absolutely believe there's an advantage to getting your order in order, getting everybody rest. There's a major plus to it. If they're tied with the Dodgers, let's say the Brewers or the Dodgers, one of the two falter and you got a lead and you can't fall into third place, then I would save Wheeler. Then I would not worry about it. If the Dodgers win more and you have to go out and play a seventh game at Chavez Ravine rather than Citizens Bank Park, if you two teams should match up in that championship, that to me is, you got a couple of ifs in there. And ifs I'm not going to worry about. I'm going to do what's best for my team. There's no if you could potentially lose that last game and have to play in that opening round in those two extra games. One I'm playing for, one I'm putting all my chips on the table. The other one I'm going to probably back off a little bit and give Wheeler the start in game one.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Final segment before we turn it over to Joe and Hugh. Time's yours in a few minutes. Phone calls throughout. 215-592-9494 to express your level of concern or not about the Phillies. And, of course, everything we've discussed today with the Eagles as well. They got another game. Jody, Jalen this weekend, no chance, right?
Playing?
Yeah.
No, he'll look good standing on the sidelines.
Right.
So what, and he will not throw an interception.
So how
he will
far,
not
how
be in
far
the game.
Down do you go? I mean, let's take N'Kobe Dean. He's probably a backup linebacker week one. He might be a starter. Devin, you playing N'Kobe Dean this weekend?
See, that's tough. I haven't really thought about that because defense, we've seen most of the starters for the last two games. But a guy like N'Kobe, I think you do see him play one more.
I would hope so. Jody, N'Kobe.
It's a complete and utter different split between offense and defense. They will do it the exact same way they've done it the first two games. Offensive guys don't play. Defensive guys all play. Maybe not Slay. Slay might be the only one who gets a pass.
And Brandon Graham.
The older guys are guys who are dealing with a nagging injury.
CJGJ hasn't played at all yet, right?
No, because I think he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Minorly hurt. So.
And then BG hasn't played probably because of age, and Slay hasn't played probably because of age. And Jalen Carter didn't play the last game because of, like, he's the main guy.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Steve in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys, good morning. This is the .. guy that should have won yesterday.
that was a good call, Steve.
You got to tell Jody after the show that was the winner, and nobody wants to keep it real. But anyway, yeah, I want to talk Eagles. So I'm an old guy. I'm a longtime Jody listener. I'm a horse guy. So, Jody, nice seeing you again. Anyway, I'm concerned about Jalen Hurts only because of that damn red shirt. Anybody could stand back there. He has more time to pass. There's no instinct. He could stand there as long as he wants, not getting that pressure, and it just scares me. And if you guys watched the weekend, did you see guys Mahomes and Kelsey playing two preseason games? I don't know. They finished poorly last year.
But Steve, I do think this is an appropriate time to say this, because I hear you. I also have – okay. You know, I mean, you never really know until you know when you see a guy in a game. But take what Ross Tucker said earlier today. In the OTAs, when it was similar with the way they would, you know, practice, Hurts was not good. I mean, there was one day that Ross specifically referenced that he was horrible. And in similar situations in training camp, he has been, to everybody's eye, phenomenal. So there is a difference there. And by the way, some of it might be just acclimating to Kellen Moore's offense. You know, I mean, it could be as simple as, you know, picking it up and now being comfortable and all that.
I just think he's got to get his nerves to another level just to get a nice little pace for the regular season. But,
we'll
the Eagles got a plan and hope they're right, but I'm skeptical.
Steve, give me a great answer.
Anyway, all-time number two, guys. How about food?
What's it number two to?
Food.
Food is number two to what? Water.
Food. What? Water. We need water.
Water one, food two.
All right. So
for like necessary to survive.
But don't you need both? Unless you get pumped nutrients and you're in a hospital with some IV.
Yeah.
Food's not an acceptable.
And air.
Answer.
You need air too.
Air. Yeah.
You do need air. And, of course, for Steve, he needs the dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other matter. All right. Let's listen to Kellen Moore, because he gave an answer yesterday about his system. And because, you know, we're just talking about Jalen Hurts. And, again, I do think he's getting more comfortable in the system. I mean, how could he not? It's been some months now. He's had that playbook since I don't know exactly when, but I would hope pretty early when Kellen Moore got hired. So, Kellen Moore talked yesterday, and this will be good for us to keep in mind, knowing that Jalen's going to be out there in 16 days in Brazil in a regular season game. What should we, as fans, be looking for early in the season from Jalen Hurts to sense whether he's comfortable in Kellen Moore's system? That's kind of the heart of what's being discussed here when Kellen Moore answers this question yesterday. Here's how Kellen Moore assessed things.
What are the main indicators you look for to know a quarterback has command of your offense?
I think just the speed of the operation, in and out of the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, is the pace of play, you know, going at the rate that you want it to. And then obviously the decision making and how quickly he can process the game, eliminate some of his progressions, get the ball to the ideal look. Run game, they show up a lot of times because sometimes the QB has got to have some tools in the run game to get us in and out of particular plays based off the looks. And so when you tie all that together, you know, it's an operation. Everyone sees the throwing ability, and that's certainly a, you know, first and foremost, you got to be able to throw the football, but the ability to command the offense and operate it in the run game, in the pass game, in the protection game takes growing and developing, and these guys have done a really good job with it.
Jody, in June, were you a believer in Hurts, and right now are you a believer in Hurts?
Yes and yes.
Because, you know, I had really gotten to the point where if I was asked that question in June, do I believe in Jalen Hurts?
Oh, I know. I did shows with you. Yeah. I was surprised how down you were on Jalen Hurts.
Well, he was really bad at the end of last year. Really bad.
See?
Not kind of bad. He was really bad.
The Eagles' offense was really bad.
Yeah, I got you. And they put him in a compromised spot with a simplistic offense, defenses that adjust to, and they didn't make change. I get it. And listen,
and
maybe
I'm not giving him a free pass. Yep. I'm not saying Jalen deserved no blame, but if you were listing the individuals and thought processes, Jalen was down the list. He wasn't at the top of my list as to why the Eagles' offense faltered as badly as it did. I would have pointed the accusing finger much more at others.
And, Devin, you never really wavered that much. Is that fair to say?
On Jalen?
Yeah.
I've always been pro-Jalen. I think there were concerns when, you know, obviously in his play, but then, you know, the Nick Sirianni press conference that happened at the beginning of June. But, yeah, I haven't wavered. I've always been, you know, pretty confident that he can bounce back and have a good season.
Guys, if Jalen Hurts is legit, this team can win the Super Bowl. No question.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like there's so many questions still. And even with Jalen, that's, you know, earlier in the show, we talked about the offensive line and how it's pretty thin. And as it relates to Jalen, like, that massively affects Jalen what he's able
to do. I hear
you.
It is hard to look, but I don't think the line's as thin. Look, if they have injuries up there, then it's a different deal. If they have the starters, they should, in my opinion, they should have a good enough offensive line. But, yeah, I do worry about Becton. I worry about that.
And this is very pro-Eagle, but Eagle fans won't hear the pro-Eagle aspect of it. The reason why I'm liking where the Eagles are at right now is because I don't like everybody else. The Cowboys are borderline a dumpster fire. Now, they can put the fire out, and we'll see if they do between now and the start of the season. As we sit here today, dumpster fire. The Giants aren't good, and the Commanders are trending in the right direction, but they were so awful, they're nowhere close to the Eagles yet. And the main team that you got to beat in the NFC is the team that went to the Super Bowl and kicked the Eagles' tails in their own building last year. San Francisco's got two major issues. They can't get their star wide receiver signed and or get him to sign off on a trade to anybody else. And Trent Williams, who no one will argue is a top four left tackle in the National Football League, sitting at home going, redo my quarterback or my contract or I'm not showing up. Those are two major issues that the Eagles aren't dealing with. They've got all their guys. There's no contract issues. Hassan Reddick's holding out on the Jets, not on the Eagles. The Eagles are in a pretty good place compared to everybody else they're competing with in the NFC.
I like that, and I'll say this. I'd say the Niners also have another issue, and it's not as noticeable, perhaps, as players like not showing up. But, I mean, history is against the 49ers, Jody. I mean, the whole get to the Super Bowl and not get back there thing is real.
I mean, we learned firsthand last season.
Big time, big
time. Very real.
Jody, one thing on the Cowboys. You know, this came up a couple years ago when Jerry Jones got into the Hall of Fame, and I'm curious where you come down on this. Should he have been inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? I believe then the answer was no. I still believe it. Here's what I see as Jerry Jones' Hall of Famer. Here's what he did. One thing. He hired Jimmy Johnson. That's it. He hired Jimmy Johnson, who created a team that won three Super Bowls. Granted, Jimmy Johnson coached them for two, but he created a team that won three Super Bowls. Other than that, Jody, I mean, if the league wants to honor him because of freaking economic impact,
yes.
I don't think I don't believe that should rise to the level that warrants Pro Football Hall of Famer. Maybe for a freaking commissioner, okay? You would put Roselle in the Hall of Fame, good. He should be. Economic impact, good for the commissioner. Jody, if you work for a team, you are part of a team. I don't give a damn how many trillions or billions or millions or tens of thousands you bring in. Jerry Jones shouldn't be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I mean, his team hasn't won anything this whole century.
Been a long time between
a long time.
But
should he be a Hall of Famer?
You answered your own question. It all comes down to whether you look at, and oh, by the way, he's made billions for himself. The valuation
of
the Cowboys is the highest of any sports team in America. He also made a whole bunch of millions for other owners.
You know what?
He helped raise the profile and the promotion of the entire
profile
National Football
this.
League.
That's not a Hall of Famer.
All right.
That's a good businessman.
Well, but it all depends. If you're a fellow owner and you think Jerry Jones has helped you make money, you're going to go, I'm looking at him as a
I get
you
the
and
argument.
I don't.
I don't like it.
You and I don't.
I don't like it.
But I can see where other people would.
Oh, that's clearly part of where they were coming from. Big part. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Hey, Xfinity Mobile customers, you now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I'm so happy that Bryce Harper sat those 2 days so he could come back and basically give us a golden sombrero. I'm so happy he's not hurt so he could do that. Great job, guys. Great job.
Wow. Sarcasm is real throughout the Delaware Valley.
The best number two is with Joe left in Fred Barnett's bathroom last year.
Come on. Come on. First off, I didn't. Well, I did at some point, but not the one that clogged the toilet.
Bryce Harper's a pandering queen, young and sweet, oh, for his last 17. You can swing, you can miss it. Most of the fan base is pissed. 6 games up, the lead is waning. Bryce is a pandering queen.
Wow.
I'm no singer, but that was good.
He's going for Conklin's job. All right. Yeah. And with that, time's yours. A grumpy fan base this morning. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, reminder, we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's all driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. Joe and Hugh coming up at the top of the hour. Let's talk to Silver right now in Germantown. Good morning, Silver.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Silver.
How are you, pal?
Yeah, so real quick, I was just wondering why we swinging at the first pitch. You know, everybody comes to the plate. And that pitcher, you know, he's a great pitcher. I'll give it to him. He's definitely at them. Just, you look at some of the pitches they were swinging at, especially JT, I think his first at bat.
Yeah.
He striked out on a slider, and it was like, you know.
Look, you know the deal, man. Every at bat, every game, different approaches. It's a cat and mouse game. Sometimes, let's be real. A lot of times, the pitch that is most likely to be a strike is the first pitch, and so the batter is trying sometimes to use that information to, you know, get a hit early. But you know, it's a cat and mouse game. I mean, I hear you. Sometimes batters are over-aggressive, and they're not waiting long enough, and then they're not getting in good counts, and you're not walking as much and all that. I mean, that's baseball. That's always been baseball. Silver, give me a big-time answer, the best number two ever. Who do you got?
My best number two ever, you might not agree with it. You might think he's number one, but I'm going to go with LeBron James, the best number two basketball player ever.
All right, so we said it earlier. So
it
can't be said. I think it's a pretty good answer, too, but we've already said it. You can pivot to a different answer. Give me a different. We're going to turn two right now. Moving fast. Give me a different number two. You can still win the concert tickets.
All right, so the best number two boxer ever. Go with Manny Pacquiao.
All right, so Jody Pacquiao. I mean, he was great, but I don't think he's the second best boxer ever.
And I'm a huge Manny Pacquiao fan, but no.
So who is
down the list?
Is Ali one?
In my opinion, yes.
Who's two? Is it Tyson or someone else? You know, Evander beat him both times. I mean, you do know that.
Yes.
But Tyson was on the older side. Evander was on the older side. You know, is Tyson the second best boxer ever, Jerry?
It's so hard to say.
Yeah,
there's so many different ways you can look at it. Marciano's undefeated.
I know. And then Joe Lewis.
Muhammad lost.
I know.
And Marciano didn't. Now, Muhammad was at a tougher time, so which you put more emphasis on, the level of the opponent you fought or your overall record. I'd put Muhammad 1 and Marciano 2.
All right, let's get to Dave right now. Dave, we're turning to the second best ever is who?
Scottie Pippen.
Has already been said. You can give me a different answer.
Okay, I'm going to go with Buddy Ryan, assistant coach to Mike Ditka.
Assistant coach to Ditka.
Some people thought he should have been number one on that team.
Well, yeah.
They carried him off the field, not Ditka.
I think they carried him both, Jody.
Yeah, I think both.
But Buddy first.
So you're saying you like the answer?
I think it's not bad.
Okay.
It's also very, I mean, it's like, all right, number two on that team. Fair enough. I mean, like, I think there were better answers. Look, I thought Mario Lemieux should have been said.
Ooh,
I mean, to me, Wayne Gretzky.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Gretzky is obviously. To me, if Wayne Gretzky did not exist, Mario Lemieux could proudly be the best hockey player ever.
No,
but Wayne Gretzky,
I would go elsewhere for second. Gordie Howe.
All right, who was? All right, we're going to get to the winning answer in a moment. Who was? Who or what was not said today for a great number two? Because I feel like there's.
I thought of what. Well, someone texted me one. I'm not taking credit for it. In the middle of the show, and I, when people text me their answers, just call in, please, because I hate getting good answers. But number two from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Remember they had like the number on the
yeah. I know what you're talking about. We're also crossing it now because we're kind of talking twos, but we're also talking second best. I mean, really,
that one's quite literal.
The criteria was really second best. So, what? All right. So of those that were said by the callers. Because some of these we said ourselves, like Scottie Pippen and some of the others that were just said. Yeah. So Kobe was said as an answer for the second-best Laker on the three title teams when they won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Foles was said, but I think the caller framed it wrong. He called him – well, he actually said he's the
you
best.
You thought he framed it wrong. I liked that.
But he actually said he's the best backup.
He said he was the best backup of all time. Right.
Well, doesn't that make him number one?
Well – what other?
He's number one at being number two. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But we were asking who's number two.
He's the best number two.
Lou Gehrig to Babe Ruth. I mean, the number two pencil, but again, that's not about being second best. All the other answers, no one really got it right.
Yeah.
Jody, what are we doing here? I mean, it's just, couldn't someone have said.
I think you give it to Nick Foles.
Just because?
Just because. I think that guy also was an Incubus fan, so.
I think the most really accurate answer in the way you asked the question.
Yep.
Was Gehrig, but if we want to stay Philly-centric, you should go Nick Foles.
Yeah, I'm a Nick Foles guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations to Lou. I mean, he was kind of there. He just kind of framed the answer a little weird.
Yeah, word your answer better.
All right, Lou, congrats, buddy. It was pretty damn good. Nick Foles, you kidding me? Love it. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they're up next. We'll watch the Phils tonight. We'll react tomorrow. Joe and Hugh next as the Eagles will start practice right here on 94. Oh, by the way, Joe and Hugh next on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.